Good evening, brethren. It's been over 5 years since I've been attending Calvary Baptist Church, and it seems like I only started yesterday. Since then, I've grown more spiritually as a Christian than I did over the last 50 years as a Catholic. I met people that are great examples of what true Christians should be, and they displayed it by how they live their lives. And now I can have fellowship with people that share the same Christian values that I have. Calvary Baptist Church is a wonderful church. I can say that this is a great church because I feel that great churches have three ingredients necessary for it to be great. They are churches that preach the Word of God, and it's absolutely what happens here. Churches that pray, and churches that praise. Tonight I'm going to preach to you about the third ingredient and a call to praise. But before I start, I'd like to ask the Lord's help to guide me in delivering this message. So if you will, please join me in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for bringing us together as a spiritual family. We thank you for all of the wonderful blessings, Lord. We thank you for the sun. We thank you for the rain. We thank you for everything that you've bestowed upon us, Lord, that brings life, but mainly your word, Lord, is what brings us life. And we just thank you. There's no words can ever express how the true love that we have for you, Lord, and our desire to live in accordance with your commands and with your will. Lord, I ask that you be with me as I preach your word, Lord, and may I not deviate from it, Lord, and send your message clearly to all that are here tonight. We thank you for I thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to be up here to preach your word, Lord. But I also ask, Lord, that you bless the people of Calvary, Lord, the ones that are here tonight and the ones that are not here. We pray for Pastor as he visits with his family, Lord, and we just ask that you bless his family and all the other members that are not here with us tonight, Lord. We pray for Debbie also that's been gone a while already, so long already, Lord. And we just ask that everyone that's not here, that's not with us tonight, that they may continue to seek you, Lord, and that they continue to preach your word also, Lord, and to spread the good news of the gospel. I ask, Lord, that you please bless the services that are to come, Lord, all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We will start with verses out of Psalms, so please open up your Bibles to Psalms chapter 100. I'll be preaching the first five verses of, or the five verses of Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. I'm so happy to be here in the house of the Lord, and I would not be here if it weren't for the grace of God. Now believing in the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ, it is one of the many reasons why our God is deserving of our praises. And tonight I'm going to touch on 4 points on our call to praise God. They are how we are to praise the Lord, why we are to praise the Lord, where we are to praise him, and who are to praise him. The first is how we are to praise. We are to praise the Lord our God with a joyful noise. Notice Psalm 100, verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. There are many verses in Psalm that tell us this. Psalm 98:4 states, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. I'm going to be quoting a lot of passages out of Psalm and of Scripture, so you don't have to be flipping to those pages. Just keep your books on Psalm 100. Psalm 95, verse 2b, also indicates, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. But what is Scripture saying about praising the Lord with a joyful noise? We are to praise the Lord with gladness. Verse 2 of the psalm says, serve the Lord with gladness. The Hebrew word for gladness is simcha. Simcha. The root word is simach, which means happy, glad, or joyful. Whether we are to worship or carrying out a duty and service to the Most High, we should do so with a positive attitude that reflects His glory, His graciousness toward us, and His sovereignty over our lives. In Scripture, rejoicing is expressed in different forms, one of them being singing. What a great way to start praising our God than the way we always open service here at Calvary Baptist Church, with song. 2 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 13 states, it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, and when they lifted up their voice with trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19 states, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual song, singing and making melody to the Lord with your heart. It's a great way of preparing our hearts and our minds to receive God's word. Verse 2b, Psalm 100 says, come before his presence with singing. Psalm 95, verse 1 states, O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Psalm 18, 49. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. It is interesting to notice the variety of expressions to describe true worship. Singing to the Lord is making a joyful shout to the rock of our salvation, that is, to the cleft rock of ages in whom we find eternal refuge. Thankfully, God, in His infinite wisdom, has planned for us to come together each week so we can be reminded of who He is and what He has done, and to praise Him together. So our call to praise tells us how we are to praise our Lord. It is with a joyful noise, with gladness, and with singing. Next is why we praise the Lord. We are to praise the Lord. We are to praise the Lord because of who He is. Notice in verse 3, know ye that the Lord, He is God. Isaiah 25, 1 state, O Lord, Thou art my God. I will exalt Thee. I will praise Thy name, for Thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. God is worthy of all praise because He is our God. He is morally perfect and holy. God is so perfect that He cannot do any wrong. He cannot sin. He cannot tell a lie. He cannot betray His word. He is God, therefore, is worthy of our praise. The next reason why we are to praise the Lord is He is our Creator. Notice the second half of verse 3. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. Genesis 2:7 states, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Colossians 1:16 says, for by Him for all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth. Isaiah 43:21. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. God created us for himself. We praise the Lord because he is our God. We praise him because he is our creator. We praise God because we are his people. Notice verse 3. Know ye that the Lord is God. It is he that made us and not of ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. 1 Peter 2:9 states, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Believers today are a chosen generation, chosen by God before the foundation of the world, to belong to Christ, as stated in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4, which states, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. As his people, we have three calls to praise. One, we must enter his gates. Two, we must enter with thanksgiving unto him. And three, bless his name. Notice verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We are to enter his gates, and when we enter, we are to be thankful. We must give thanks in all circumstances. This is the will of God, as stated in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, which states, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. 3 Colossians verse 17 states, at whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Psalm 106, praise ye the Lord, O God. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Not only are we to be thankful, we are to bless his name, as stated in the last verse of the last part of verse 4. Notice, be thankful unto him and bless his name. Psalm 103:1, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Psalm 134:2 states, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Blessing the Lord is a way of walking our Christian life. But by thanking God and letting him know we see him in every aspect of our lives, we kneel and bow in worship to God to give him the honor due his name. We do this to show our respect to his greatness and to express gratitude for his love for us. So when we bless the holy name of the Lord, we are recognizing him as ruler of our lives and hearts. His name is high above all names. Another reason why we are to praise the Lord is because of what he is. He is good. Notice verse 5a. For the Lord is good. God is good because he loves us and wants what's best for us. His goodness is demonstrated through his actions toward us. In fact, we see evidence of God's goodness every day. We see it in the sun rising each morning, in the rain falling from the sky, and in the flowers blooming in our gardens. God's goodness reminds us that we serve a kind of and loving Father who is faithful to provide for his people in their time of need. God is not only good, he is merciful, as stated in verse 5, Bravo. Notice, his mercy is everlasting. The following Bible verses teach us that God is merciful. Mercy is an essential aspect of God's character. Scripture tells us that God is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Notice Exodus 34:6 says, the Lord, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. God's mercy is seen throughout Scripture. In the Old Testament, we see God's mercy when he rescues the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. In the New Testament, we see God's mercy when he sends his Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins. God demonstrated his mercy by making us alive in Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 5 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved." This is the ultimate demonstration of God's mercy. He loved us so much that he sent his Son to die for us, despite our sin and rebellion. Finally, we are to praise God because he is truthful. Notice the last part of verse 5. "And his truth endureth to all generations." It is reassuring to know that God provides a standard of truth that we can trust. Jesus was the perfect embodiment of truth. As such, he is the ultimate standard by which we should measure our lives. When we put our trust in Jesus, God gives us the Holy Spirit to lead us into all truth. The fourth point in our call to praise is where we are to praise God. Psalm 148, verse 7 says, "Praise the Lord from the earth." And Psalm 150, verse 1 says, "Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his powers." God is to be praised everywhere, on earth and in the vast expanse of heaven. This brings us to our last point. Who are to praise the Lord? Notice verse 5. "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." So Psalm 45, 17 states, "I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever." Psalm 145, 4 states, "One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts." It is the biblical duty of every generation of Christians to see to it that the next generation hears about the mighty acts of God. God does not drop a new Bible from heaven on every generation. He intends that the older generation will teach the newer generation to read and think and trust and obey and rejoice. In conclusion, we are not all made the same emotionally. Therefore, not all will praise the Lord in the same manner. Some will praise him with tears, others with a smile, still others with a laugh, and some with a shout. The important thing is that we get busy praising the worthy one. Please join me in prayer. Thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for your wonderful message tonight, Lord, on our call to praise you. Lord, you are most worthy of our praises, of everyone's praises, Lord. And we just ask that you guide our lives, Lord, that we may live our lives the way you want us to live our lives. May we be the type of people you want us to be. May we think what you want us to think, feel what you want us to feel. And we just ask, Lord, that you be with us as we go forward, Lord. Watch over us, our families, Lord, and bring us back together that we may continue, Lord, to have wonderful fellowship here at Calvary, Lord, and to continue, Lord, to praise your name, Lord, for you are worthy. This we humbly ask in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.